14, in my agenda, a discussion of possible action on Williamson County Regional Raw Water Line Bond Refinance. John Hawes, CFO, Mr. Hawes.
Yes, thank you, sir, members of the board. This is an item where we are requesting your approval to allow the CEO, general manager, to refinance some debt, the original debt issuance associated with Williamson County Regional Raw Water Line. You all remember, of course, many years ago, the raw water line was built at a cost of a little over $30-something million. It was financed with two different instruments. One was this piece of open market debt we refer to that was issued at about $17 million, and the other one was the State Water Development Board grant that actually was originally $20 million. We paid back a certain amount of that, and it's down to about $15 million right now. But we're talking about refinancing this debt to save the five customers of the Williamson County Regional Raw Water Line some debt service. It will not extend the life of the debt any longer than it already is, but simply will refinance it at lower interest rates and will save them, as you saw in your write-up, will save them approximately $1 million over the remaining life of the debt collectively. That, of course, will be divided between the five customers based on their pro rata share. We have discussed this. John Hoffman and others have discussed this with the five customers. They certainly are in favor of it, subsequent to y'all's approval, if you choose to approve this, we will move forward with it, working with our financial advisor, First Southwest, in the most expeditious and appropriate way to get the most savings for the customer. If there are any questions, I'll be happy to answer any questions about the refinance. We're probably going to refinance, just to let you know, there's the entire amount of the debt is probably not going to be refinanced. We're going to refinance just the callable portion of the debt, which represents the majority of it. It's about $11 to $12 million of the remaining debt is about $16 million. We're going to refinance about $11 or $12 million of it as the callable, and the rest of it will remain outstanding because it's not economically beneficial to try to refinance the remaining portion of it.
Any questions?
Okay, this is sort of a lengthy resolution. And also the resolution that was mailed out that is in your packet, there's a couple of very minor changes to the resolution, just to let you know, and I'll read it as amended, but just there are two points where we are changing in one paragraph. Just to let you know, sort of toward the bottom of section one, there was some language in there that talked about for the purpose of providing funds to refund part of the Brazos River. We just changed the language to say for the purpose of providing funds to refund outstanding. Just changed the terminology since then to be a little bit clearer. And then also in the section C under sale of bonds, it's a very long paragraph. We had put in there an under sort of let's see, it's about a little over halfway through that paragraph. We had talked about it to an underwriting syndicate managed by an organization to be named. We're going to go ahead and name that organization as RBC Dame Rauscher Inc. They're going to be the lead underwriter. So we put that language, and I'll read it as such, but I just want to let you all know if you were following that those are a couple of changes. If you have questions, I'll go ahead and start reading it then. The following resolution is presented for consideration of the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority for adoption at the April 16, 2007 meeting. Whereas the Brazos River Authority, the authority or issuer, is an agency and political subdivision of the state of Texas, being a conservation and reclamation district created and functioning under Article 16, Section 59 of the Texas Constitution, pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 13, Acts of the 41st Legislature of the State of Texas, Second Called Session, 1929, as amended, the Authority Act. And whereas, pursuant to the Authority Act and other applicable laws, the authority and other entities are authorized to enter into contractual agreements regarding the public purposes for which the authority was created. And whereas, amongst its authorized purposes, the authority is authorized to store water in and to divert water from Lake Georgetown and Lake Stillhouse Hollow. And whereas, pursuant to separate and individual contracts heretofore executed between the authority on one part and the participants, in parentheses, as defined in the hereinafter authorized 2007 bond covenants agreement, close parentheses, individually on their part, the authority has contracted to make available to the participants water from Lake Steelhouse Hollow. And whereas the participants are so located that it became desirable from the standpoint of cost that each should divert the surface water which each needs for municipal supply purposes from Lake Georgetown or points between Lake Steelhouse Hollow and Lake Georgetown rather than from Lake Steelhouse Hollow. And whereas the authority and the participants subsequently entered into the project agreements, parentheses, as defined in the 2007 bond covenants agreement, close parentheses, for the purpose of providing for the authority to design, construct, and operate facilities for transporting water from Lake Steelhouse Hollow committed to Georgetown, Round Rock, and Jonah to Lake Georgetown, parentheses, the project, close parentheses, for diversion by them for municipal purposes. And whereas the authority heretofore issued its Brazos River Authority Contract Revenue Bond Series 2000, in parentheses, Williamson County Regional Raw Waterline Project, close parentheses, parentheses, the Series 2000 bonds, close parentheses, to obtain funds to acquire and construct the project. And whereas the authority has determined to issue the hereinafter authorized bonds, in parentheses, the bonds, in order to fund certain of the Series 2000 bonds to produce a debt service savings. And whereas the bonds authorized to be issued by this resolution, in parentheses, the resolution, are to be issued and delivered pursuant to the Authority Act 1207 and 1371, Texas Government Code, as amended, and other applicable laws. And whereas the project agreements authorize the authority to issue the bonds in the manner and amount with the security as hereinafter provided. Therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority that Section 1, Recitals, Covenants, Agreements, and Amount and Purpose of the Bonds. The Board of the Authority hereby incorporates the recitals set forth in the preamble hereto, as if set forth in full at this place, and further finds and determines that said recitals are true and correct. Additional terms used in this resolution are defined as set forth in the 2007 Bond Covenant Agreement, in parentheses, the agreement. Substantially in the form presented at this meeting, the terms of which are hereby incorporated herein as if set forth in full at this place. The presiding officer, the assistant presiding officer, the secretary, and any assistant secretary of the board, and the general manager CEO are authorized and directed to execute the agreement. The bonds of the authority are hereby authorized to be issued and delivered in the aggregate principal amount of not to exceed $18 million for the purpose of providing funds to refund outstanding Brazos River Authority contract revenue bonds Series 2000, in parentheses, Williamson County Regional Raw Waterline Project, in parentheses, the refunded bonds. Section 2, designation authorized officers, date, denominations, numbers, maturities, terms, and sale of bonds. A, designation authorized officer. Each bond issued pursuant to this resolution shall be designated Brazos River Authority Contract Revenue Refunding Bond Series 2007, Williamson County Regional Raw Waterline Project. Subject to paragraph C of this section, as authorized by Chapter 1371 Texas Government Code, as amended, the General Manager CEO of the issuer is hereby designated as the authorized officer of the issuer. B, terms of bonds. Initially, there shall be issued, sold, and delivered hereunder fully registered bonds without interest coupons numbers consecutively upward payable to the respective initial registered owners thereof or to the registered assignee or assignees of the bonds or any portion or portions. In each case, the registered owner in the denomination of $5,000 or any integral multiple thereof, in parentheses, an authorized denomination, maturing not later than 40 years from the date of the bonds, payable serially or otherwise on the dates, in the years and in the principal amounts respectively and dated. All is set forth in a certificate of the authorized officer. C, sale of bonds. As authorized by Chapter 1371, Texas Government Code, as amended, the authorized officer is hereby authorized, appointed, and designated to act on behalf of the board in selling and delivering the bonds and carrying out the other procedures specified in this resolution and the agreement, including determining and fixing the date of the bonds, any different or additional designation or title by which the bonds shall be known, the price at which the bonds will be sold, the years in which the bonds will mature, the principal amount to mature in each of such years, the aggregate principal amount of the bonds within the maximum amount set forth in Section 1 hereof, the rate of interest to be borne by each such maturity, the principal and interest payment periods and dates, and parentheses, including the dates for making deposits to the interest and sinking fund, the dates, price, and terms upon which and at which the bonds shall be subject to redemption prior to the redemption option of the board, as well as any mandatory sinking fund redemption provisions, procuring municipal bond insurance, and approving modifications to this resolution, and the agreement and executing instruments, documents, and agreements as may be necessary with respect thereto. If it is determined that such insurance would be financially desirable and advantageous providers of the bonds at such prices and the aggregate principal amounts not exceeding the maximum amount set forth in section one hereof, with such maturities of principal, with such interest rates, and with such optional mandatory sinking fund redemption provisions, if any, and other matters as shall be set forth therein. The bond purchase agreement shall be substantially in such form and substance as presented to the board concurrently with the adoption of this resolution, with such changes as are acceptable to the authorized officer, provided the price to be paid for the bonds shall not be less than 95% of the initial aggregate principal amount thereof, plus accrued interest thereon from their date to their delivery, and no bond shall bear interest at a rate greater than 10% per annum. The authorized officer is further authorized for and on behalf of the issuer to approve any official statement and any supplements thereof, thereto relating to the bonds and referred to in any such bond purchase agreement. It is further provided, however, that notwithstanding the foregoing provision, the bond shall not be delivered unless prior to the delivery, the bonds have been rated by a nationally recognized rating agency for municipal long-term obligations as required by said Chapter 1371, Texas Government Code as amended. D, terms. In establishing the aggregate principal amount of the bonds, the authorized officer shall establish an amount within the amount authorized in Section 1 hereof, which amount shall be sufficient to provide interest for I, the funding of the reserve fund, if necessary, as may be required by the 2007 Bond Covenants Agreement. 2I, the payments of the cost of issuance of the bonds. 3I, the refunding of the refunded bonds. And IV, positive present value debt service savings to the authority with respect to the refunded bonds. Section 3, immediate effect. This resolution shall be effective immediately from and after its adoption.
Parts of the resolution, is there a motion to adopt?
So moved.
Josh Gaines, second. Please call the roll.
Chairman Bellion.
Yes.
Director Ellison.
Yes.
Director Adams.
Yes.
Director Baker.
Yes.
Director Caraba.
Yes.
Director Christian.
Yes.
Director DeCluet.
Yes.
Director Garcia.
Yes.
Director Gear.
Yes.
Director Johnson.
Yes.
Director Moore.
Yes.
Director Skaggs.
Yes.
Director Zaccanino.
Yes.